I'm Al John Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcast, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuform plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com.
Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration.
Welcome back to the Disney List. I almost said our old show name for a minute because I had it on. Well, I was looking at some old production and I had Tiki Room on the brain, so almost said it. But anyway, it's a snowy day here in Middle Tennessee. We appreciate you tuning into the show. And we have an awesome list and some news for you. Before we get into the show, why don't you tease them about what we're going to be talking about today, Kristen?
We are talking about Epcot's International Festival of the Arts.
Yes, the farts. We're talking about them. So we've got a top 10 list of things you need to check out. So we're going to do that. Plus, we also have a top 5 Disney headline news. We've got quick little segments we're going to talk about. But before we get into all of that, before we get into the, as we say, the nitty gritty of what we're going to do on this show, let's talk about some Disney travel deals with Kristen. Email Kristen at
ThemeParksandCruises@gmail.com. Yeah, I was expecting you to do it.
That's why. Well, I was just like, hey, you're sitting right next to me. You might as well, you know, promote yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and email her. She is a vacation planner. She's been doing it for many years now, second generation, and she can definitely help you with any cruise line, Universal, and of course, all the Disney parks here stateside. So, Kristen, what kind of teases for deals do we have?
Well, if you're looking to take a cruise, there's several cruise deals going on right now. Carnival has them, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise Line, even Disney. Disney has right now where you can save up to 30% off on select sailing. So that's a pretty big discount right there. And it's never too early to start planning cruises because you can book so far in advance when it comes to cruises that, you know, I've got people booked that aren't even traveling until the end of next year, and they booked it in 2021. So yeah.
Plus they get the lower price and they get the deal.
Yes.
Because the prices just always go up anyway.
Yes, they do.
So yeah, it would behoove you to do that. Plus you also have some deals going on for the stateside parks too. You want to tease a little bit of that?
Yeah. Over at Disneyland Resort, you can save up to 25% off when you stay at select Disneyland Resort hotels. And then for those of you that are wanting to travel to Walt Disney World, they have one deal going on right now, and that's where you can save up to $500 on a 5-night stay. It includes select Disney Resort hotels, and that's for the spring and early summer. So you can stay between March 6th and July 7th.
Save time, money, and aggravation by having Kristen, our very own show host for the Disney List and the Dining at Disney podcast, shoulder all that for you because she loves being on hold. No, honestly,
hearing Winnie the Pooh every 10 minutes for nearly 3 hours.
Exactly.
I save you that frustration.
Yeah, she shoulders the frustration, but that's all right. That's what she does. It's all free. In other words, you could spend your money and give it to Disney, or you could have Kristen help you with her expertise in the parks and cruises and food and just international travel, what have you, and really do yourself a solid and save yourself all of that. Plus, if there are any additional deals that come along, she can also give you those deals, whereas others will not. You'll be able to save money in the long term always. Once again, go ahead and hit Kristen up. Kristen, T-E-N, right?
Yep.
Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.
Oh, no. Nope.
Kristen.
It's themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Of course it is. Of course. You see, this is why you're here. Mm-hmm. This is why you're here.
When you said we are going to open Wakanda to the rest of the world, this is not what I imagined.
What did you imagine?
The Olympics? Maybe even a Starbucks?
Wakanda forever!
Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Love and life here in the throes of winter. And the planet of Hawk. No, just joking. It's actually Middle Tennessee. And we're here with another edition of the Disney List. Welcome back. It's Al John Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and pop culture fan. You can hit me up there on Instagram at Al John Go. We'd appreciate that. Joined by my lovely and talented hostess with the mostest. She runs DiningAtDisney.com and the Dining at Disney podcast. She is a travel guru. Booking vacations for people that want to save money. Miss Kristen, hello.
Hello.
Having a great time here in the tundra. It's funny. I've never seen snowflakes this big here in Middle Tennessee my life.
No, I've been here this July. It'll be 30 years that I've been in Nashville. And we've had such strange snow occurrences the past 2 years. I mean, we've been here and there's some years there's no snow.
Right. Yeah.
But we have had an unbelievable amount of snow for here. Mm. Like way beyond what we should get. Like even in one snowing, we got more than we normally get for an entire year.
In one snowing.
But they are the size of like half a dollars today.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy as we recorded.
It's making our kids very excited, especially Boo. She was so excited. She even told us, she was like, I'm excited.
Yeah, she can't contain herself. She can't contain herself. She gets all hyped up and excited. She's jumping up and down, excited, jumping in her chair, rocking back and forth. She's so excited about snow because... last year when we first got her, she was excited and played in the snow and got snowballs out and, you know, was making snowballs. And last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe she was out there having fun in the snow. I say 2 weeks, but no, this was like right.
It was two weeks ago.
Gosh. Yep. All right. But anyway, yeah, she's having fun. Definitely having fun in the snow. Our little boy, Jack, no, sir. I wish I had the video audio to play of him just crying out there, just sitting in the snow, just not having it.
No. Yeah. He does not like the snow. He's like, I don't know what this white cold stuff is, but it is not something I want to be standing in, sitting in, or touching.
Jack was freezing his Jack off. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. So while we're in this tundra, we've got awesome things to talk about this week. The main event, the top 10 Epcot International Festival of the Arts is here, and we've got a top 10 list of things you need to check out. And maybe you've already checked some things out. We will be talking about them in no particular order, really. But I think it's a nice little guide, if you will, a top 10 list of things you got to do. We also have some teases for some news stories. We got Figment Popcorn Bucket Strangeness. You've got Disney Plus. You've got Disney Genie Surveys. You've got a weird lightsaber accessory. And Disney Plus news. So let's get into it, shall we?
Well, to start off, we have Disney's Figment Popcorn Bucket for the Festival of the Arts. has a lot of resale drama going on.
Did you ever think that there would be a longer line to get a freaking popcorn bucket than there is for Star Wars or Pandora? I mean, this is like insanity level lines.
It is Harry Potter brand new opening day attraction wait time. You could watch like four Disney movies, animated movies. We're not, because they're shorter in length. Four of those in the time that some people waited to get these popcorn buckets. Well, and, this is, you know, I knew soon as the park opened, I knew they were going to have people getting in line for it.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody had posted, it was like within 30 minutes, the line that had accumulated at the park. And I commented on the post about it. Let's see in an hour how many of these end up on eBay. Within the first hour, there were already five listed from the time the park opened. Five listed for sale. Now there's hundreds. So the drama is the fact that people are getting in line and you can buy two buckets per person. So being per person, you have people who are a family of four. And even though the four consists of a, you know, 6-month-old and a 2-year-old, and the popcorn buckets don't mean anything to them, people are then buying eight because they get two per person and you can count the baby and the kids, and turning around and putting those on eBay for insane amounts. I get if you live overseas and you cannot get to the park and Figment is something that is very important to you, that you love Figment and so you want to go online and get it. The rest of us who live like in the US and could make the trip there, really, please do not bid on these ones that are asking like $300-$400. It's so crazy. People are getting on eBay and doing goofy things like drawing a picture of the popcorn bucket and then they have it listed on there for $50. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing you will see, because I know somebody out there right now is thinking it, but I saw it and it says it's for charity. However, click on it, because when it says it's for charity, you can put as little as 10%. So somebody could list something for $1,000 and say they're going to give 10% of it to charity. And it looks the same as the ones where people are doing 100% or 50% to charity.
Well, as I said, I mean, it's gotten ridiculous. So
people are taking pictures of themselves holding the popcorn bucket and selling a picture of themselves holding the popcorn bucket.
Oh, it's trolling. It's trolling. Look, the Disney Dorks has got a thread. Sorcerer Radio's got a thread on this. The pictures and the captions are absolutely amazing. One of my favorite memes to come from this is when you order up a Disney popcorn bucket from Wish and it has like the generic popcorn from the microwave with a little a Figment clipped on to the white bag, which is hilarious. But everybody's trolling this. I love the Figment popcorn bucket. If you make awesome popcorn buckets, the collectors are going to get out there because they're fun. I mean, I've got myself a TIE Fighter popcorn bucket that's worth a lot of money right now, and it's great. Like, I love my, when I can get it. But I think all these are just fun trolls, people just having fun, making fun of people that are taking advantage of the situation so that they'll run out.
Oh, those are entertaining. These ones where people have done the drawings and things like that are
it's ridiculous.
They're funny.
It's ridiculous.
If you read their captions, a lot of them are absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's worth scrolling through eBay to read those and just for a good laugh.
Yeah.
But the popcorn bucket thing is, it's insane.
8 hours.
It really.
Is there anything, you see, it's funny, you know, I think it was maybe Defunct Land had put up a video about the algorithm of Disney and the wait times and Genie Plus and all this stuff. We've been annual pass holders for a long time. We also don't like to wait because we've done so many attractions at the parks over the years, prior to the pandemic. Is there anything when it first opens at all, or anything that you would wait 8 hours for?
Me?
Yes.
There's nothing in this entire world I would wait 8 hours for, I'm in a car and we're moving towards something. But to stand and just wait for something, I mean, 8 hours, I can drive almost to Florida in that amount of time. Why do I want to waste my time standing in a very, very long line? No, and I love Figment, and I do collect, of course, being a foodie,
food items that and sipper cups
I
and things.
Collect things like mugs, sipper cups, popcorn buckets, ones that I really like. So I get the wanting it. Like, I want it, and I've already asked a variety of people, hey, if you go to the park and it's not a long wait, or you're going to the park and you are going to get in line to get yourself one, will you get me one? Because I'm not going to be able to make it there to get it, and I will pay you for it, no problem. But I am not about to bid $150 on a piece of plastic that in 60 days is worth nothing, because it just is. It's not something that people are going to want to collect for long, you know, being of a value of something to resell at a later date. You know,
maybe.
you buy things like,
ask the people who want to buy my popcorn bucket, Kristen.
you have people that collect things like guitars, and the longer they have them, if you know, especially if they're by a famous artist, they go up in value. If you collect figurines, Hummels, things like that, those
statues,
over time,
Disney's, yeah,
become worth something. Or Shirley Temple dolls, that kind of stuff, I totally get. But a popcorn bucket like this is not going, it is not a Shirley Temple doll.
Right. Well, at any rate, people are capitalizing on it. And hey, fans, you knew that it was going to happen. It happens every year whenever they do these events. I remember when the, what was it? The Avengers popcorn or the Avengers drink sipper with a Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet went out.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like going crazy over that. But it wasn't as fever pitch as this. I don't think I've seen a fever pitch popcorn bucket like item since, what was the Halloween popcorn bucket that people went crazy for?
Oogie Boogie. No, that line didn't even get like that.
No,
I do know that for the 50th, now the 50th anniversary of Pirates of the Caribbean, because I was there for that.
Oh.
And people got in line, and it was a 2.5 hour wait in line to get a bucket.
I have to say, that was an awesome
bucket. And I was like, I'm not getting in that, like, I'm limited my time when I'm out in California. And that day I was really limited, because that night I was flying home and I was like, no, I'm not waiting in line to get that. But told Bubba, hey, you and Tay, if you get a chance to get one for me at some point, that would be awesome. And they were able to, at a later date, get me one. Yep.
True. Anyway, we move. Yeah, we could be here talking about scalpers all day long. Hey, speaking of money, we've got the prices increasing there with the Disney food across the board there at Walt Disney World. So, wow. Prices for snacks, prices for food and plates of food have gone up anywhere from 50 cents to several dollars. And that's just the state of things. We knew that the CFO of the Walt Disney Company several months ago during the investors call had said it made some, you know, unfortunate remarks regarding people's waistlines, but they're trying to keep prices the same and maybe reduce portion size. That's where the drama came from. But it looks like they've just kept the portion size and just increased prices. Joffrey's coffee's even gone up in price. Dishes at counter and table service restaurants has gone up. What are your thoughts about that? Paying more, because I think the drink prices are out of control.
A lot of things.
It's out of control. I mean, there's some things we can't control, but I mean, when you're spending $6.50, you know, on a drink, that's a lot.
Okay, so this is, I've never been a fan of things costing ridiculous amounts over what it costs a company to get them, especially when you're talking about beverages. That is a pure profit for every business. Having worked in restaurants, I can tell you it is the profit maker. But I'm not a fan of prices going up as high as they are. But then again, everything, like if you go to the grocery store to buy anything, has gone up significantly in the past year. And then on top of that, you're also like, if you're comparing these prices, look at what your local amusement park is selling things for, or venues. So if you're going to like a football game or a hockey game, look at that arena or stadium's pricing, and you're going to see that this is probably actually less than what you're going to pay if you're going to a sporting event or a concert for food and beverage.
Yeah, quite possibly. I think so. Here's some things for Disneyland, right? The churro served with chocolate sauce went from $6.19 to $6.39. Premium ice cream bars at Disneyland, $5.69 to $5.99. That is typical, right? That is not egregious. Where things kind of get egregious is, I think I'd seen something for like, the smart water and different things like that.
Where if you are buying the smart water, that wasn't a smart decision, because the smart water is, it's like $6.50 or something like that for the smart water. It's way, way late. You could go and buy 2 24 packs of water, including tax on it, at Publix or Kroger or whatever the local place is, for less than one bottle of smart water.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
I wish it made you smarter. I mean, then it would be worth the money, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, they said in Disneyland, it was, 20 ounces of Coke in a bottle is $4.19, and now it's $4.69. So those prices aren't egregious, but at Walt Disney World versus Disneyland, Walt Disney World is kind of gone out of control, especially with their drinks. But anyway, so that is another headline. How about this, Kristen? You know, it's important when Disney sends you those surveys that you fill them out as honestly as you can. And we all know that data collected by these surveys and the questions that they ask can be rather pointed in order to prove or disprove a particular thought or, type of program that Disney wants to institute, right? So it's interesting how these questions are kind of positioned. Do you want me to read a couple of these for you? This is regarding Disney Genie, the latest round. So they basically will ask questions of, one, how much of the recommended itinerary plan in My Disney Genie Day did you follow? Did you follow all or most of the recommended itineraries? Follow some recommended itinerary plans, followed one or two of the recommended itinerary plans, or didn't follow the recommended itinerary plans at all, or you didn't use the Disney Genie service.
I'm surprised they posted this, because I know often somebody who takes, I'm not saying Disney posting it. I'm talking about the website you're reading it from. Mm-hmm. The reason being is often one of the things that it says in the disclosure at the front of your survey
always is to
tell you this is private information that you are not to share.
This is true, but they shared it anyway, right? One of these things, so they're asking about the recommendations, how often do you use them? Do you find value in it? And so, if you send it to somebody, someone's going to post it. It's going to get out there, right? So I think it's important to note that if you do get it, please share your truth with Disney, because that's the only way things change. If you find value in the service, great. If you don't find value in the service, make it known. All right. Do that. Do that for us. Do it for the rest of your Disney extended family. How about some weird accessories for Disney at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, right? I mean, first of all, there was a debacle last week about, Walt Disney World running out of the carrying cases for build your own light, or not the build your own lightsaber, but the lightsaber experience there with the scrap metal over there at Galaxy's Edge. Well, now they have got some brand new hilt handle ends for your lightsaber. They are $24.99 each, and one of them is a Rancor lightsaber. It looks like they're supposed to be hand-sculpted wood attachments to the bottom of your hilt. One of is a Rancor head. The other one is a
a cat, a loft cat, a loath cat. They're $24.99 each. It's very strange, but another great way to kind of personalize your lightsaber, if you will. And another thing that you could check out too as well is they do have some Valentine's Day collection of Mandalorian Funko Pop figures that you can check out at the parks as well. Some brand new merch, brand new Star Wars spirit jerseys as well. So be on the lookout for some brand new Star Wars merch there at Hollywood Studios. One of the next things and last things we're going to be talking about in our top headlines.
I'm excited about this one.
Is Disney Plus. We love Disney Plus. We've got the brand new Eternals film that is now streaming on there. That's very noteworthy. You should check it out when you get a chance. The Santa Claus, though, is getting a revival for Disney Plus with a series. All right. This series is going to have Tim Allen reprising his role, all right, as Santa Claus. Pretty cool stuff. What do you think about this, Kristen?
I am so excited. I love Tim Allen. And the Santa Claus movies are a must watch every year for me. So I was very glad that our little ones, especially she, because she's, you know, old enough to kind of sit there and watch it some, that she enjoyed it. And because of the Santa Claus, she was not afraid when she met Santa.
That's right. The creator of The Last Man Standing show is reuniting with series star Tim Allen, who is doing that new Santa Claus series. The film franchise featured Tim Allen as a selfish man who learned to be more loving when he accidentally killed Santa. Ooh, and decided to take over the role. And that series of films, that franchise has earned more than $500 million at the box office since it started in 1994. The last installment was the Martin Short villain Jack Frost that came in 2006, which is one of my favorites, right? So the producer, Allen will be the executive producer along with Scott Burdett, who was the creator of Last Man Standing, who will serve as showrunner. I think that's a good pairing right there. This is part of the 20th television Disney unit of television that they're producing for Disney Plus. Of course, Allen wrote won a People's Choice Award for his portrayal of Scott Calvin, Santa Claus's proxy, with the Expanding Wasteland. He had three of those films, as I said, the Santa Claus, Santa Claus 2, and the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause, which is pretty cool. And in this Disney Plus series, Scott Calvin is on the brink of his 65th birthday and realizing that he can't be Santa forever. He's starting to lose a step in the Santa Claus duties. And more importantly, he's got a family who could benefit from a normal life in the world, especially his two kids have grown up at the pole with a lot of elves, children, and family to please. Scott sets out to find a suitable replacement for Santa while preparing his family for a new adventure in a life south of the pole, which looks like he's preparing to hand it off. But I have to wonder if he will be handing it off to his son.
I wonder if they'll bring back the girl who played Lucy.
You never know. I think it would be great. Other notable things to kind of mention this week is that it looks like we've got that more info on the Beauty and the Beast prequel series, which is kind of cool, which is shooting this spring. And Josh Gad will be coming back as LeFou for this prequel. Pretty cool there for Beauty and the Beast as well. Let me see. And as I mentioned, the Eternals are right now streaming on Disney Plus. And then we also have winner Golden Globes Best Animated Film for Encanto, which is cool. Cool, cool, cool. So congratulations, Encanto, right? I think that's pretty much all the news for the most part. It looks really cool. And I think the last thing is April 22nd is a huge day for Disney Plus and Disney Nature. They have a brand new film that's going to be coming out, which is something they try to do every single year. They have a polar bear special for Disney Nature that is great. And if you love Disney Nature, that's really cool to check out here coming Earth Day. So those are kind of the top headlines there. A lot of stuff for Disney Plus. And now we move on. We move on to our top 10.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al Jongo, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
It's the Disney List. Top 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. You see, I got the sound effect to work this time. Exhilarating adventures in the visual, culinary, and performing arts await guests for the Epcot International Festival of the Arts. It's taking place right now through February 21st in this year, 2022. If you're listening to this right now or perhaps in the future, and throughout the festival's 39 days, chefs showcases dishes inspired by art movements. Visual masterpieces come to life and Broadway stars sing beloved show tunes in celebration of the performance art that is sure to captivate festival goers as only Disney can. As an added brushstroke to the artful scene, Epcot International Festival of the Arts happens during the 18-month-long Walt Disney World Resort's 50th anniversary celebration, giving you the opportunity to be artful during the world's most magical celebration. So I'm a big fan of this festival. Where does it stack up in your favorite Disney events, Kristen?
Oh, difficult to say.
Is it in your top five or top?
Oh yeah,
top
definitely
three?
In my
is it in top three.
This is kind of maybe bet number four.
I feel like this particular one is kind of like the Food and Wine Festival Light.
Yes,
equivalent. I think you mentioned that before, but. I think the fact that it focuses on the art is a unique, you know, a unique point for this particular festival. And it's great as a Disney fan because A, you get to check out all the great art and artists that we're going to talk about here on this list. But
I feel very much like that and Flower and Garden are like neck and neck. I don't know which one's at three and which one would be at four. Because I enjoy Halloween so much that the Halloween event has to fall at number two for me.
Gotcha.
So.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what we're going to do.
Number 10.
We're going to start off with number 10 and talk about this popcorn bucket. That really goes along the line of merchandise. But I think if you're there and you're able to get some of the limited edition merch, and this is part of it, right? This Figment popcorn bucket, feel free to do it. If it's worth the wait, because the tragic part about this is that there's no guarantee that it's going to be there when you come back. And I think that's what really upsets Disney fans the most, is that instead of just getting, you know, it's like that movie, where they have that, uh, that, that floating platform where the people at the top floor have all the food. And then at the very end, you know, at, you know, 300 level, there's like nothing left for them to eat. So everybody gets really upset that they don't get anything, but yet the people that get there, you know, that don't have to wait and, you know, they take everything. And that's the thing, right? With these limited edition pieces of merchandise, there's several times, Kristen, you and I have been to the park and we want to get a particular piece of merch and people tell us, well, they're all sold out. And because we didn't get there early enough, or we got there on the tail end of the festival and our criticism was Disney should, you know, have more of this. But the fact of the matter is things like this popcorn bucket, they could literally run out and not reorder because
the thing,
you know,
is,
supply chain won't be able to make them that quickly. They can estimate how many they think they'll need and then put it out there and then...
But it's not like they don't know what characters or what type of merch is going to sell in big numbers. Mm-hmm. Because they watch what, they know what people buy. Mm-hmm. They know what people resell. I mean, Disney does its research for this stuff. It just, what they should do is make sure that they have more than enough. And that would keep them people from turning around and reselling them. You would have more happy people. And if they did that, then people wouldn't wait in line for 6.5 hours, because that's 6.5 hours that somebody could be spending money on food. They could be shopping and spending money on merchandise, but instead they're standing and waiting in line. And that's not, that doesn't make Disney money. Instead, they're actually setting it up so the guests who are waiting in that line can make money. And that, I just think it would make more sense to set things up so that people would spend their money in the park.
Yeah, I think I think the casual fan is bypassing this. I think these are all annual pass holders and other types of locals that are cashing in on that. So I don't think they would spend their money anywhere else. Disney already has their money when it comes to this stuff.
No, because there's people that had 26 of them for sale on eBay. They're definitely like, there's people that are go out with the intention of buying stuff to turn around and resell. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what they do for a living is...
They flip Disney stuff. I get it. Yeah. Okay, anyway, we move. Let's do this.
Number 9.
So have you seen this new Epcot Spaceship Earth show with the lights in transforming Spaceship Earth with choreographed lights for the Rainbow Connection?
Yes.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Apparently there's a whole bunch of those that are going on. And Disney fans, yeah, you have to understand, you know, right now, as Kristen and I are at home, we're not annual pass holders going to the parks often. You know, we just are in the midst of adopting, you know, 2 children. So we haven't made it back to the parks since prior to the pandemic and shutdowns. But
because we can't take them out of state.
We can't take them out of state right now. Yeah. So, but we would love to at some point. But having said that, boy, this show looks really cool, and there's a bunch of them coming out there. So I suggest everybody to please check out that new Epcot Spaceship Earth show for sure. I think it looks fun. And yesterday we're like, I can't wait to take the kids to see it.
Number 8.
Figment also lends an artistic touch to the extensive festival merchandise collection, which includes accessories, distinctive gifts, and much more. And festival exclusive merchandise has always been a great reason to go to the parks. And Kristen, since you are a very huge Figment fan, I think it would look, I think some of this merch is pretty awesome looking. Have you seen some of this merch?
Yes, I have seen some of it. I always like the Figment merch, but I think part of why I have such a connection to liking Figment so much is that on my first trip, I was a teenager, to Disney World, the first attraction I rode in Epcot was Journey into Imagination. Of course, the old one with Dreamfinder. And I loved it. And I think that kind of has like a sentimental value to me, Figment. So I always like to buy anything that has Figment on it. I mean, I remember when for a while you could hardly find things that had Figment on it. Mm-hmm. You had to go to the ride where the store was to get the Figment stuff. And now he's like on so many different things.
Exactly. There's some awesome, awesome Tervis cups that are exclusive for the event that has that are purple, have purple lids. There are these kitchen accessories, plates for $19.99 shaped like a palette.
I do like that plate.
Which is really neat. There's some note cards with envelopes there for Festival of the Arts, which was great. $10 a pop on that, as well as some festival magic bands.
Oh, I love that magic band.
Hey, apparently when you pay this $40 premium for this premium magic band, you can actually put it up against the turnstile when you get in, and it plays Imagination, like the first for your notes of Imagination. There is pass holder exclusive merchandise, a Figment Spirit jersey, caps, and the like. So there's a lot of really great things for you. If you're a fan of Figment, you need to go out there and check out all
That's
of that
one
stuff.
Thing I don't have is a Spirit jersey, a Disney one. I mean, I have one, but it's Harry Potter. Yeah. I don't have a Disney one.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
Number 7.
Sip and savor around the world at the 15 food studios that serve up the creative international and domestic food and beverage to delight every palate. Kristen, from Morocco to Canada and America, all new dishes artfully created and presented feature on every menu. Food studio newcomers are Deco Delights, which is the chocolate mousse, and then the Craftsman's Courtyard with the PEI mussels. Can you tell everybody what that stands for?
Prince Edward Island mussels.
That's right, on cast iron. And new plant-based offerings, including carrots three ways. They've got the Bebert spiced, did I say that right? Spiced and grilled pickled carrots and ginger puree. And you did an extensive show for diningatdisney.com and the podcast about all these food items. Pretty awesome.
Oh,
Did you want to give a couple of your recommendations based on your podcast?
Yes. Okay. One thing I would suggest to try, if you are looking for something sweet, the cherry blossom funnel cake looks amazing with the cherry ice cream and the rainbow whipped cream. That looks delicious.
Yes.
Everything in Italy always is good. The sake. You have to stop and get the sake because what they're doing is serving it in the traditional wooden cup, but they are personalizing them for you by hand. So I think that's a really cool thing to get.
I would definitely get that because it's not every day that you can get your name and a little hand-drawn Mickey Mouse there. Of course, they do it in Sharpie, so it's like, I mean, but it's just awesome to have, you know, a nice little remembrance there.
The donuts is another great place to make a stop. They have a vanilla donut that has strawberry sugar, strawberry ice cream, fresh strawberries, and strawberry gel. One thing to do is they have what's called the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine, and there's different colors, and
like, we're going to go to that because that's number 6, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
One of my favorite things that they've had in the past that I recommend is if you like mushrooms, go by Gourmet Landscapes over at Canada, and they have a wild mushroom risotto that has aged Parmesan truffle shavings, and they top it with a Zinfandel reduction. It is fantastic.
Yeah, I've got a couple things I want to highlight as well. Not only the sake, because the sake is great, of course, for those of you adults out there that partake. But if you love this, if you're a meat eater like me, you'll want to go to Canada and get the the roasted bone marrow with onion marmalade and pickled mushrooms with lettuce and bone marrow snow, which looks absolutely amazing. Reviews have come back that say that it's super, super yummy and very, very good. So I like that. The other thing I'd like to say is over there in America at the artist table, you got to check out the Beef Wellington because I'm a meatitarian. So I will definitely suggest anything kind of meaty, steaky in that whole realm, which is really nice. And then for desserts, which is really cool. I am a big fan of anything sweet. I don't think I've met a dessert that I didn't like, but I will say that this kind of what is this? This is the chocolate mousse, right?
Yes.
So the chocolate mousse looks really nice. It's a chocolate mousse with chocolate cream and dark chocolate truffle. And I'm a big fan of chocolate truffles. And you can get that near the port of entry.
Oh. Yes, at Deco Delights, the other thing to get is they do it as a, there's a flight offering for this, but the beverages that you can get is the strawberry blonde nitro, a vanilla porter, and a milk stout. And I'll tell you from the past when they have done those beer flights with those flavors, they are fantastic. All three beers are always really good.
Yeah. And if you're going around, you want to check out the coffees at Joffrey because we're friends with Joffrey's. We love the Joffrey's coffee. Get their all their coffees that have the little cereal infusion stuff that they have on it. They've got the Mocha Masterpiece Cold Brew. They've got the Canada Canvas Cold Brew with this fruity cereal. You know, they put the little Pebbles fruity cereal on it. And then they have the Cinnamon Swirl Cold Brew over there at Disney Traders with cinnamon squares. They got the Cinnamon Toast Crunch in there. And the American Adventure has got this Rainbow Dreams Cold Brew with the marshmallow marshmallows from Lucky Charms, which is not American. How dare they put something non-American in there? I say that jokingly, of course, because, you know, it's completely American. You'd find no leprechauns that that hoard marshmallows in anything other than Lucky Charms. There is another thing that I will say because, you know, your co-host, Kat, sent me a note. It was the most awesome note because we talked about on Dining at Disney podcast this week specifically about how they should have a boba infused thing. And apparently they did it. They did a boba infused something or other drink. And I'm trying to find the message that she sent me. But apparently they're doing a boba infused drink for the, Book of Boba Fett TV show on Disney Plus. So I thought that was hilarious. So anyway, I'm looking at my, I can't find this note. But anyway, okay, let's move on here.
Number six.
So you want to take this since you were getting ready to talk about it. This is also up your alley.
Yes. The Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine. It is a food fun stroll highlighting five sweet and savory offers that are listed on the festival passport. If you collect all five stamps, then you qualify for a delectable artist palette cookie, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's always nice to do these little passport style things where you get to check that stuff off and then you get a little reward at the end, which I like. So another great thing that is unique to this event.
Number five.
Here we are. So, of course, they call it the Festival of the Arts for a reason because it takes center stage. Must-see masterpieces by more than 100 Disney artists and visiting artists will be found throughout Epcot. You can catch a glimpse of the artist's work with a sneak peek inside the Disney Artist Gallery or the Wonderground Gallery. At ground level, works of chalk artists will be on display along the bridge to Showcase Plaza. The Showcase Plaza stage comes alive with musical acts, a spectacle of thrilling strength with art-defying gravity and visual art in performance led by an artist who paints their favorite Disney characters in a matter of minutes. Those are fun. It reminds me of D23 when they had the artist in residence and the artists were there doing art and you get to see them create their art in real time. I oftentimes go down this rabbit hole on Facebook videos where I see the street artist performing and making this art for you in just minutes. It's so satisfying to watch. And of course, I am also big fans of the Wonderground Gallery and the different takes that other artists bring in to interpret Disney characters in their own style. So pretty cool stuff there as well. And
number four.
Kids can create their own chalk art masterpieces at the Kids Chalk Art. It says families can leave their creative mark on a larger-than-life expression selection. Expression section, a paint by numbers mural. Now they've done this in the past and it is a lot of fun. I got to do it. They had it set up for media one year when they were doing the preview for this event and it was a lot of fun. I got to paint on it and I enjoyed it.
What I love is when you complete painting squares, because they every square is assigned in this grid, because it's like paint by numbers. So every square in this grid is assigned a number. You get your paint, which is a numbered paint, and then you paint on the ones that are marked with a certain number. And when you do that, you get like a little bookmark to show you exactly what is, you know, what, you know, what you've completed, or what will the completed art will look like. So that is another great keepsake that you can get as part of your park admission. So that is always good to get, so you don't have to spend any extra money out of pocket.
Number three.
At the Animation Academy, you can learn from animation artists on how to draw a Disney character. It's our favorite thing, is it not, Krista?
Yes, it is.
Walt Disney World Resort Attraction illustrations by Disney Imagineers from around the world will be on view at Drawing on Inspiration, celebrating 50 years of magic. So that is pretty cool. I love that 100%.
Number two.
And do you want to take this, or do you want me to take it?
Yeah, they have set up some iconic artwork from around the world for unique, artful photo ops. For an added charge, Figment's Brush with the Masters invites guests on a scavenger hunt around World Showcase. The lovable purple dragon will hide famous artwork. Once you complete the map, then it'll be redeemed for a special surprise.
Yeah, I hear that special surprise is a little figurette that you can paint, which is cool. A lot better nice. Than last year. So very cool stuff indeed.
Number one.
And number one. All right. This is Disney on Broadway. It's come back for another concert series, having shows. Three shows each at the evening of the festival. Broadway stars perform cherished songs from more than 25 years of the award-winning stage productions. You can check out all the details at artfulepcot.com for dining packages to pair with your concert performances. Of course, you can touch base with Kristen about that. As we air this, we have a couple nights left with Ariel Jacobs from Aladdin and Adam Jacobs, so you can check that out. Carrie Butler from Beauty and the Beast and Tilly Leung from Aladdin is going to be the following week. You've got other guest singers here. Heidi Birkenstaff from Freaky Friday and The Little Mermaid with Robert Creighton from Frozen. You've got Kara Lindsay from Newsies and Den DeLuca from Newsies. You also have from Tarzan, Josh Strickland and Ashley Brown. Mary Poppins also trying to wrap things up here. You got Chrissy Simmons from The Lion King and Michael James Scott from Aladdin as well, and other special performances to round out February 21st as well. So really, really cool stuff in there. It's always nice to get that music in part of the arts. So you've got the arts and performing arts. You've got music, of course, great food. So what a celebration this is. I think this is just great that people can get so many different experiences and fun for the whole family. So if you're down with merch, you're down with characters, you're down with the arts, of course, I think that's
number seven.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I think that's always, always a lot of fun. My bad. I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button. Uh-oh. Anything to wrap up with there, Kristen, for the Festival of the Arts and our top 10 list of things you must check out? And no. Things maybe you want to avoid, like the popcorn bucket thing?
I think what I'm going to do is actually post on Instagram the picture from when I got to do the paint by number so people can kind of see it. Oh, it's fun.
Nice. I like that. We'll come back and they'll be doing another version of that piece of art down the road. It'll be awesome. Anyway, once again, thank you all so much. If you just stumbled upon our show, thank you. We appreciate it. We hope that you consider subscribing, leaving us those 5-star reviews, supporting us there at anchor.fm, listening to us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. You know, you can find the show everywhere you get podcasts, and we have a really extensive list of shows that you can check out there from our time doing some previous podcasts. So we've been podcasting now since 2009, and more archive shows to come. We do appreciate that. And you can support the show by visiting anchor.com/the Disney List. And definitely lend us a hand, because we produce this content for you every single week. If you're interested, please feel free to send us an email. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, at thedisneylistpodcast@gmail.com. We'd appreciate that. Follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. You can also check out our sister show, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and former Disney creative director of special projects. Dave Bossert, of course, he not only was a Disney animator, but also a great author and friend. We talk about Disney and the ins and outs of Disney animation and pop culture, and interview a lot of people that you know and love that have been part of the creative process, whether they're directors, writers, animators from Disney especially, on the show. So please check out our sister show, Skull Rock Podcast, wherever you get podcasts. Kristen?
And you can find me if you're looking for travel deals and all of that stuff. You can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And for all of your Disney food needs, if you want to be made hungry, make sure you check out the Dining at Disney podcast that I co-host with Bubba and Kat. You can also check out the website, diningatdisney.com.
Yep, absolutely. Once again, for more details on the International Festival of the Arts, please be sure to check out their website, artfulepcot.com. And don't forget to check out SR Sound, source of radio, all Disney music all day long at srsounds.com. We also like to thank our friends there as well, Replay Heroes, for this awesome music you're listening to right now. We do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And my name is Al John.
And I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
Information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast, as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.